Hey guys, it's me, Kayla Harris, and I'm here serenading you because today is Saturday, April 14th, and guess what tomorrow is? Tomorrow's the last day for the Branchbrook Park Cherry Blossom Fest, and will I be going? Hopefully. I pray to God I make it up on time. But yeah, it's like officially spring. It's been warm for like 2 days. Hopefully no more snow. I'm assuming more rain coming soon. Rain, I love rain. I don't hate it. So we'll see how that goes. Other than that, today feels pretty productive. I'm reading right now a book called Practical Magic, A Beginner's Guide to Crystals, Horoscopes, Psychics, and Spells by Nikki Van Der Kar. And it's a pretty good book. I feel as though it's something around the alley of, you know, things I've liked to learn about when I was a little bit younger in, like, high school or whatever. But I'm going to, you know, apply it to my business plan, which isn't necessarily going to be, you know, me being a witch necessarily, but I do believe in the principles that witchcraft does teach as far as manifestation and energy work and things of that sort. So I'm way more along the lines of Reiki, and a Reiki practitioner is basically a person who manipulates energy. And I found a lot of serendipitous like shit come along with me and my thoughts regarding other people in my life, and hoping the best for them, or just random passing thoughts, like they've actually manifested it, you know, it into their lives. Like my mom and an airport job that she just got offered. It was something I was thinking about a couple months back, and then, you know, coincidentally, she starts telling me about, you know, her interview at the airport, and I was like, wow, you know. And I was thinking to myself, like, you know, I was thinking about you working at the airport before. Certain things I don't disclose because, I mean, it's really the people closest to me I kind of keep track of, but there have been moments where I've tested out my psychic abilities, quote unquote, or just being able to understand or know certain things, and it's worked out in its favor, you know, in correspondence with whatever it was I was looking for. So apparently, I feel like mentally, I am strong as far as understanding shit and connections and synchronicities and having shit come into your life that you may need for healing, for whatever it is you're trying to gain, because everything is always a step towards some type of evolution. And that may be for the better, and maybe for the worse. Overall, I'm gonna try to be that medium to bridge between, you know, me and whoever my clients are, and trying to manifest what it is that they would like to receive into their lives, because I feel like it's a codependent thing. When you know about someone a little bit more and their motives and you're attached to them, you know, so in that sense, I feel as though I can start moving on and try to get more clients from different walks of life. And I feel as though I'm going to treat it as a gift, because if I don't treat it as a gift, then, you know, what am I going to do? Lose it? And I feel as though overall, I do understand energy. I do understand people and emotions and why people choose to do certain things over another. And I feel like this book has really been helping me to not really learn about practical magic, but find little bits and pieces of things I can add into, you know, my work to kind of amplify and be a little bit more tangible for those who, you know, may not be able to see manifestations at once. Like, when you're manifesting, you really want to journal, because you want to be able to reflect back on what it is you were able to achieve, you know. So certain times we get so caught up in, oh my God, like, what is this? What is that? You know, but when we're manifesting out of the good or out of the bad, you know, it's good to journal and to keep track of that so that you know, your capability of healing and your capability of getting different things you want or you need or you desire, whatever it is, you know, things like that. And I feel like it's the most practical for me because I am a person who likes to communicate. Like, I'm not gonna lie, sometimes I do feel a little drained, like listening to some people's stories or whatever. I'm gonna have to get over that. But I feel like overall, I can empathize with a lot of people and understand what it is that they mean. I know when people start to draw out things a little bit too much out of fear, and you start to worry and overthink. So as long as I learn, you know, how to manage that with people, I think I should be, you know, progressing as a teacher or as a mentor or as somebody to help you heal or to help you get what it is that you want. If you don't feel comfortable enough or confident enough in your ability to manifest these things into your life. So like spell work, it's similar shit. But instead of calling me a witch, I'm going to call myself a Reiki healer. I work with energy. I understand energy. I don't want to put it in a box of witchcraft because not necessarily what I say. I've studied enough of witchcraft to really get to know all the deities and things of that sort. As far as, you know, context and books and all of the more formal, I guess the formal documentation of what it means to really be practicing witchcraft, instead of just the little different aspects of my life I'm bringing forth and together, and it kind of seems a little bit like witchcraft, you know, but then it kind of seemed like, you know, Reiki energy work. So I'm in between. I don't think that's a bad place to be. I feel like that's a practical place to be. I think if you just understand how energy works, you can be a lot happier, you know, as a person. You can be a lot more empowered to do different things instead of feeling hopeless or powerless that you can't change a certain situation or outcome or whatever like that. So I don't want to market myself as a witch because not necessarily saying I don't care to learn about the deities and all of that. Like, it's really cool. It's really interesting, but the deities are, it's kind of like Greek mythology when you think about it. The deities represent a certain type of trait or characteristic of this figure and how to embody that energy of that character, you know. So when you're thinking of what it is you're trying to be, what it is you're trying to accomplish, what it is you're trying to manifest, if you feel as though you don't have those qualities or traits within yourself, you may look towards a deity to give you that sense of whatever it is you're looking for in your spell work. And then essentially, energy works, you know, as it works, and it may manifest in whatever way it is you're trying to call, you know, upon it. So for me, I think more so practicality and healing, things you can do day to day. I want to be able to teach people manifestation tricks and tips and stuff like that, but also how to be grounded and how to protect your aura, which is something like I've known about, and I know how to read people's auras and I know how to read people's energy, but overall, I would say, not that people's auras get the best of me, but since I'm always reading so much, it's kind of like, you know, I want to, for myself, maintain a balance of meditation and a space of comfortability and grounding so that I don't feel like I want to be alone most of the time, you know, because you just don't want to deal with the BS sometimes. But instead, you know, I can be around people and I can take the time out to leave if need be, or tell them like, look, I gotta, you're doing a lot right now. I'm sorry. So, overall, I think that's where I'm at with my business plan and me understanding practical magic. And then I also have a chakra book that I was reading about, which I really do like too. So basically, I'm going to be promoting crystal healing, crystal work, crystal meditation, Reiki healing, which is basically just energy work. It doesn't have to include crystals, but crystals are good for mental connection, like a deity. But it's more tangible, and when you know the properties of what crystal is supposed to do, like I said, you manifest certain things into your life. And I've been liking crystals for years, so I don't really see myself giving that up. That would kind of feel a little traitorous to me, because it's been helping me understand a lot of things in my life. And yeah, I want to talk about crystal grids and manifestation, and I want to talk about I don't really care, like, I'm interested in horoscopes, I'm interested in astrology because I feel like it's another type of energy system that people study, but I don't feel as though I necessarily want to dedicate my time to figuring out the stars so much. Like, it's something I would do in my spare time, but not something I want to really what is that word? Oh God. When you want to something and something. When you want to, God, what is that word? That's not something I really want to master or put at the forefront, you know, studying astrology and studying stars and shit like that. Because it's very complex, you know, it's not just you're Aries, you're a Taurus, you're a Virgo, you're a Libra, or some stupid shit like that. It's, well, not stupid shit, I'm not going to say that. But it's, you know, it's a lot more complex. You got the 12 houses, you know, the time you were born, where you were born. It's a lot of different things included into that. And I kind of want to keep it simple for the people who do know about astrology and also for the people who just naturally live throughout their lives day to day that might be Christian or they might have different religions or spiritual walks of life and they just understand what crystals do, like, as a whole, like, on a basic level, and they understand energy as something that we contribute to, that we, you know, are a part of a greater whole, and we can manifest and we can heal and we can do a lot of the things that, you know, sometimes we're told we need medicine for XYZ. Sometimes I feel as though, you know, meditation or self-care in a form of not always popping pills, but understanding what it is that your body needs or what do you need on an emotional level. You know, if it's something occurrent where you're stressing out and then you get sick, well, stop stressing out so much and find out how to manipulate, you know, your stress levels through meditation or through relaxation or whatever it is that you need to do. So I do promote energy work. I do promote art. I love art, healing, writing, journaling, manifestation, crystals. And I feel like overall, that's my business plan. That's my business plan. And that's what I want to be involved in for a decent part of my life. Once I really do get the business plan done and then figure out what types of tools and what types of offers I want to give to clients, I feel as though I will feel a little bit more settled. Like, okay, I created my baby. This is what I'm doing, and really create like a ritual that I can do every day that caters to different things that are important to me. So the chakra system, I do believe in the chakra system. I do believe in grounding yourself. I do believe in protecting your aura. I do like the idea of using crystals throughout the day because it's like a mental reminder to do this thing or to do that thing. And it's a slow but gradual process. But like I said, like I've been using crystals all my life. But I don't have a set ritual on what it is I do for healing. So right now I'm learning Reiki. And then I want to go into crystal healing. And I really want to create my own kind of altar setup so that I have all the different crystals I like for meditation. Just around the house. Whatever you need to do to set up your altar and practice daily so that, you know, you can maintain your energy levels and your energy field and not feel drained and be able to manifest and feel comfortable and to feel grounded and to feel like you can do whatever it is you want to do. Because essentially you can, like, the sky's the limit. But the sky's not even the limit because the sky doesn't have, like, a ceiling. So wherever you think it'll take you, it'll take you. And I just want to be that person to encourage and help my clients and my friends and family understand that, you know, a lot of it is mental. A lot of it is mental, and a lot of different things can be avoided. Taking care of your health is important. It's important in Reiki. It's not just energy work and hoopla and the wind and the stars and the moon and the fire and water and aether and earth. I'm not an airbender, you know. I may think I am, But, you know, you still need to maintain your physical body. You still need to, you know, maintain self-care. You still need to make your money. You still need to make a living. You still need to pay bills. Why? Because these are the different systems of government and laws that we have as people to live a certain type of life. But I feel as though if you're emotionally ignoring certain things that could be propelling you to a different alternative of life, I want to be that person to help you out. So, I love you guys, and comment down below how you feel about this episode. Just giving you a little blueprint, I guess, or of my business plan and what it is I'm trying to do. Kind of like my little mission statement. Like I said, everything starts with me, so I'm reading right now. I am writing down notes. I am trying to look for different items, put things in place, try to create my business, and then we'll see how it grows from there. And hopefully it flourishes, and then whatever it needs to turn into in the future, it'll turn into. If I need a switch in the future, it can switch. Overall, I'm just trying to enjoy the ride. I'm trying to enjoy the time being able to say I'm owning my own shit and to feel empowered and feel as though I'm not trapped. I can work and do something I'm passionate about, even though what I'm passionate about is a little odd, a little different. I can manifest this into reality, and so can you. So, I love you guys, and like I said, I'll talk to you guys later. Have a great day. Bye.